Okay, listen up to this. I love you, but I'll be blunt. The Wallabies are a disgrace. Now, these words were posted by Lismore man Jack Quigley to the Wallabies Facebook page, demanding answers after the side's recent loss to Scotland. Now, a huge 52,000 people liked the really quite passionate 800-word post, and it eventually caught the attention of Australian coach Michael Checker, who reached out to Quigley with answers. Now, Checker said he'd print out the fans' message and display it inside the Wallabies change room. But can this motivate the Aussies? I mean, can fans actually make a difference through social media? Is fan dissatisfaction only linked to the Wallabies' performance on the field? Or does it go deeper than that? Now, on the phone, I've got Steve Georgakis from the University of Sydney. Dr. Steve, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Nick.
Now, has the role of the fan changed when it comes to sport? I mean, has social media given us a more immediate voice when it comes to the teams and the sport we love?
Look, it's given us a bit more democracy, and it's given us a voice. And with the post that you just noted, it's given us an opportunity to voice our dissatisfaction with the way that certain sports are running at the moment.
Now, of course, fandom's always been a little bit of a seesaw. You know, we love them when they're winning. It's hard to remember why we love them when they're losing. But it feels like, maybe at the moment, maybe because of how in-your-face social media can be, teams are paying more attention.
Look, you're probably right there, but there's a clear problem with Australian rugby at the moment. There's a lot of dissatisfaction. The dissatisfaction is not only on social media. It's out there on a number of different levels.
Well, what's wrong with rugby? Why are we dissatisfied with it?
Look, there's probably three, you know, big reasons. There are some clear governance issues at the moment. The AAU's probably lost its way and has struggled to stamp any real authority. There's no vision for the sport. Probably the second reason is that there's a real clear decline at the grassroots level. The game hasn't really been able to grow in non-rugby areas and in the heartland of the sport. It's under threat. And of course, the third reason is that the Wallabies are not performing as well as we expect them to perform, and that was clearly illustrated in the bad loss against Scotland last weekend.
Very clearly illustrated. Do you think all these have a kind of a, it feels like they have a cyclical effect, that if we're not playing enough rugby on the grassroots level, then we're not as interested in watching it, but if we're not performing well, then we don't have the excitement about getting kids to pick up that ball and get on the field?
Well, both are happening to rugby. Some other Australian sports in the modern era have been able to achieve both, in particular the Australian rules football. But rugby has really struggled at the grassroots level. There's been a neglect there. There's been a focus at the elite Wallaby level. Mm. Unfortunately, the Wallabies haven't been able to take us along on a journey. They've been performing badly.
Look, I grew up in a union high school. We were very proud of our union teams, but it did surprise me when I got out of that kind of boarding school bubble and realised that it wasn't much of a sport for the rest of Australia, it felt like.
Well, 2003 was probably the high point of the sport when we hosted the World Cup, and there were attempts there to grow the sport in the public schools system. But unfortunately, it hasn't been able to happen. And of course, even in the nurseries of the sport, in the private school system, they're under threat from other sports such as Australian rules football and also soccer football.
So how do we make, well, dare me say it, how do we make rugby great again? I mean, does fan engagement, does social media have a role to play, or is it all about the governance you were talking about before?
Probably a bit of both, a bit of everything, really. I mean, they've got to think of ways of really increasing participation rates. They need to reconnect with the schools. They need to reconnect with the clubs, which for a number of years have been the nursery of the sport. And of course, at the elite Wallaby level, the sport needs to have success on the international scene.
Do you think that the governance of the ARU is ready to kind of put that effort in?
I think their hand has been forced with all of the problems that have occurred in the last 12 months. I think there's a there needs to be rugby people taking control of the sport, and people that know a little bit more about the sport than, you know, say some of the business people who have moved into the governance of the sport.
Sounds like a lot of work to be done, and maybe a bit of a seismic shift when it comes to the mentality around the sport. Steve, thank you very much for chatting this morning.